I Do, I Do plays this weekend at the Shawnee Theater in Bloomfield. It's a two-character musical that follows Agnes and Michael from their 1895 wedding night in a four-poster bed through their farewell to it in 1945. We see the couple through youth, childbirth, middle and old age. There are joys, disappointments, and some pretty violent ups and downs. The book and lyrics for I Do, I Do are by Tom Jones with music by Harvey Schmidt. They're the same team that gave us the Fantastics. The show opened on Broadway in the winter of 1966 with Robert Preston and Mary Martin as the couple in the original production. Both were nominated for Emmys, with Preston winning. In the late 60s, Broadway and the country were very much in transition. The rock musical Hair opened off Broadway less than a year after I Do, I Do, and the two shows actually played opposite one another at Broadway theaters in the spring of 1968. In Shawnee's cast, Patterson Freeze takes on the Preston role of Michael, with Andrea Swift Hanlon playing Martin's Agnes. Swift Hanlon is also the director and choreographer. Both are winning actors, very good singers, and quite capable of surprisingly inventive and graceful dancing. Christina Dinella is the music director and onstage pianist. Set design is by David Wade. Costumes are by Annalise Garner. I Do, I Do's songs at Shawnee chart the following years of Agnes and Michael's marriage. The first act begins with their wedding, as the two actually came off the stage to greet, shake hands, and thank the audience for coming. The traditional bouquet was even tossed. The initial ignorant shyness of the bride and the not very thoughtful adoration of the groom both needed a dose of life. Pregnancy, the turmoil of birth, and touches of young parenthood all dramatized. Michael gives up dreams of being a serious author for monetary success as a writer of romances. Agnes begins to feel more and more estranged. The changes are chartered in songs that move from My Cup Runneth Over through Love Isn't Everything and Nobody's Perfect. Michael's successes are making him pompous. There's a bit of an affair, and in his It's a Well-Known Fact, Freeze's egotistical Michael is very much into the notion that while a man improves with age, a woman simply goes to pot. As you might guess, Swift Hanlon's Agnes emphatically disagrees, and the act ends with the duet, The Honeymoon Is Over. Act two of I Do, I Do at Shawnee begins with Michael and then Agnes lamenting lost youth in Where Are the Snows? Middle age, the thoughts of release in When the Kids Get Married, are followed by Michael's reservations as the father of the bride and his rueful discovery that their son now fits neatly into the tuxedo that he wore at his own wedding. Agnes and Michael's lives as empty nesters settles in with some regret, but also with some richly comic moments and a bit more understanding and grace. I Do, I Do at Bloomfield Shawnee Theater plays this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can share this review in a preseason interview with Shawnee's director, Bree Lindsay, at wfiu.org/arts. Next week at Shawnee, a smart teenager who hates to read invents a machine that reads for him. Unfortunately, it also releases those scary fairy tale witches in Beanie and the Bamboozling Machine. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.